priceless melodies played on priceless violins. The Stradivari Orchestra, featuring genuine Stradivari violins, returns in a series of Sunday afternoon concerts over this station, starting tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Presenting radio's foremost laboratory of new writing and production techniques, the Columbia Workshop. Every week, the workshop presents a different program with special emphasis upon the original and the experimental. Today, Studies in Jealousy, written by Jenny O'Brien and directed by Irving Hopkins, with a special musical score by Alexander Semler. This is Miss O'Brien's first script for the workshop. We have three tales of love to tell. I'm supposed to set the stage for them. So, if you'll let me get a little poetic, maybe I can paint some pictures on the bleak stage. You could play the mood music on a harp, and you could set the stage in scarlet and yellow and all the gay colors. You could add the heavy fragrance of tropical flowers and a high white moon. And I guess that's about all you'd need to tell this frothy tale of Miguelito and the harp.
Ah, beautiful, Rosita, beautiful. Ah, you have the fire in your feet when you dance.
Oh, thank you, Manuel. But did you see Miguelito? Did you see him when I threw my rose to him? He caught it and then he turned and smiled at someone else. He didn't even look at me.
Ah, but Miguelito has the eye for the pale senorita with the feathers. See how he looks at her.
And Miguelito likes her because she has feathers and wears a jewel in her yellow hair. Well, I shall never throw my rose to Miguelito again. I shall throw it only to you.
Oh, and I shall catch it and keep it and look only at you. Ah, Rosita, I have always hoped that you would throw your rose to me.
Now he is talking to her, that fat one.
Still, she's not too fat.
What did you say?
I said, yes, she's very fat.
I know just what he is saying, too.
When you smiled at me tonight, it was as though the sun shone. Your eyes are like the heavens. Senorita, you are beautiful. I have fallen in love with you since first I saw you tonight.
Oh, Mr. Cortez, really, you are sweet.
And from now on, when I play my harp, it shall be for you alone.
Really?
Yes. Only for you shall I play my grandmother's harp. Here. Here is a rose for your beautiful golden hair.
Oh, you're awfully sweet. Such a dear thought. But, it has no petals.
So? A rose with no petals I have given you. I had forgotten. As I watched you tonight, I pulled the petals off. I was saying to myself, as the Americanos say, she loves me, she loves me not. It came out right.
Did it? Really, Miguelito, it's awfully kind of you. A rose without any petals is just as sweet, to quote Mr. Shakespeare.
I do not care what Mr. Shakespeare says. I say I love you. And now I must go, for they are motioning for me to come to play my harp. Pardon me, please, beautiful one. Tonight, because I am playing only for you, the music will be magic.
Oh, dear boy.
Say, is it all right if I join my wife for a drink, or has your newly acquired Latin admirer taken your heart for a sail in the clouds?
Do sit down and don't be a bore. You interrupted my mood.
Sorry, old girl. What's that?
A rose.
Funniest looking rose I ever saw. No petals.
Don't be ridiculous, Tom. He pulled them off.
Who did?
Miguelito.
Oh, Miguelito, yeah. Just let me remind you, dear, that we only have 3 days left in Mexico City. It'll have to be a fast romance.
Don't be crude, Tom. He has all the things that you lack.
Hmm?
He has charm and fire.
Enough to burn me up. But I'm a very patient husband. Look, honey, when it gets stale, I'll be at the hotel.
You should stay to meet him.
No, he might resent me, dear. Fellows like that usually don't like husbands.
Oh, really, you're impossible. It's past your bedtime. Do run along.
Eyes are falling out of his head. He plays only to her and smiles like a stupid dog.
Stupid dogs do not smile. Ah, he's going back to her table. Now he kisses her hand.
Do be quiet, Manuel. She is ugly.
Very ugly.
Her gown is horrible.
Very horrible.
Manuel, I hate her.
But I love you, Rosita. There are pools of fire in your eyes, and when you dance, you look like music.
But I love Miguelito. He is the music to my dancing. He has such black eyes, and his teeth are so white and beautiful when he smiles. Oh, I hate
you. It's too bad. I love you. You love Miguelito, and Miguelito loves the golden one. Nobody loves the right people.
Oh, it is not too bad. From now on, I shall love you, Manuel. I shall not even look at Miguelito. Let's dance. I do not even want to see them again, those two. So she is with him again tonight. I hate her, Manuel.
I love you, Rosita.
I have dreamed of someone like you with hair the color of sea sand and eyes so blue as the sea itself.
Oh, Miguelito, you do say such lovely things.
Today I saw them at the beach. The fat one wore a red bathing suit. She looked horrible, Manuel.
You look lovely, Rosita.
Hello. How's the romance coming? Just one day left, you know.
Don't be vulgar, Tom. I'm in love, hopelessly so.
Don't mind me. I'm just your husband. But how about a date for dinner tonight?
No, huh? I couldn't possibly do it, Tom. Miguelito's playing a special tune for me, and afterwards we're going for a walk in the moonlight.
He is playing for her the love song he wrote for me. She grins at him like a cuckoo bird. She doesn't even hear the music. Oh, she is so ugly.
And you are so beautiful, Rosita.
My grandmother brought the harp from Spain. It is supposed to be a magic one.
Oh, it's you who are magic, Miguelito. You know, I'd like to have a harp. I've always wanted one.
Then you shall have a harp. It shall be a token of our great and lasting love. I shall give you my heart.
Oh, Miguelito.
Oh, now look here, Millie. That harp doesn't mean a thing to you, and it does to that fella. I think you're going a little too far this time.
That's what you always think, darling. It really would hurt Miguelito if I sent it back to him.
Oh, you know it won't hurt him when he wakes up from this stupor you've got him in. He'll be plenty sore. Besides, we can't take it back to the States with us.
Oh, yes, we can. I've already arranged for it.
I ought to put my foot down.
But you won't, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It was so sad. Miguelito gave it to me when we said goodbye. He'll never get over me, Tom.
I'll say he won't. You've probably taken his only possession. If it would do any good, I'd say shame on you.
Oh, don't be revolting and spoil the loveliest time I ever had. I shall always love Mexico and the Chapultepec Club and Miguelito.
Oh, very pretty, very pretty.
Yes. Well, I'm all packed. Shall we go?
By all means. After you, my blue-eyed scavenger.
What's the matter with you, Miguelito? Why do you sit on this step and look so sad?
She is gone.
I'm glad she's gone.
I am sorry she's gone.
My harp is gone.
Oh, Miguelito, no. Then we must get another harp.
I do not want another harp. There is no other harp like it.
He only wants that harp.
But we'll find another one.
My harp is gone.
The fat one is gone too, Miguelito. I am very happy for that. You never smiled at me when she was here.
She was a little bit fat.
But not too fat.
Oh, Miguelito, I love you so.
But, Rosita, you have told me that you will always love me.
Oh, go away, Manuel.
But, Rosita...
Manuel, you are a pig.
Somebody's always a pig.
Go away now, Manuel.
As the Americanos say, I have been taken.
No, there are those who have harps and who can't make music. And those who can make music have no harps.
Yes, because those who can make music give their harps to those who cannot make music.
But there are other harps.
Yes, there are other harps.
Next of our three studies is the story of a clown, and so we'll let a violin play the music. We'll paint its setting in bright green and pink, or maybe even the dust color of a smoke-filled tavern. When a clown plays at love, there should be laughter. But there's always a woman to say, "My clown is a tender lover."
In my little gray home in the west, there are lips there. Well, who should be sitting in my little parlor but my own little wifey? Prettiest little wifey in the world.
And you're probably the most drooling husband in the world.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you all evening.
Thinking so much that when 3 a.m. rolled around, you hurried right home to me. I'm touched.
Yeah, so am I. But if I thought it would make any difference to you, I'd have been home as early as 1 o'clock. Yeah, I always did want a loving wife to come home to.
We'll talk about heart affairs some other time. Right now, if you don't mind, I'd like to be alone.
All right, just give your poor old husband an inch to wheel on his heel and awkwardly but. God, who's he?
He's my new painting.
Oh, where in the dickens did you get that awful thing? Yeah, the minute I looked at him, I turned stone sober.
That awful thing is Melancholy Clown by an unknown artist. I found him in a second-hand store today.
Well, what happened to your good taste?
I have no objection to your objection to my artistic judgment. You may voice your own opinion.
A pasty-faced clown in a bright blue costume with a yellow pom-pom on his head. This, on my elegant Chartreuse walls. I rebel.
I like the clown, Lane. I like it just where it is.
Oh. No doubt the picture reminds you of someone, huh?
You're so wise, darling.
Ready, Pagliaccio!
He thinks you're ugly, too. Like all the rest, he says, what do you see in that silly clown? He doesn't know how much I loved you. He could never know. Say something to me, clown. Talk to me the way you used to talk.
So I just figured the best way to get along is to play everything for laughs. Don't take anything serious. Make a big joke out of the whole thing. And that way, nothing gets under your skin.
I think it's wonderful to be able to make people laugh, Jimmy. Comedy's the greatest art of all.
Well, some people don't think it is.
No, it's hard to make people laugh. You really have to be good to do it.
One thing I like about you, baby, you're not corny. Well, what do you say we toddle over to Dusty's and quaff a few brews?
Oh, wonderful idea.
I've got a poem. If your pipes are rusty, look up Dusty.
Ouch, that was terrible.
You're just a tough audience.
Oh, but I want to get into the act, too. Now, I have a poem. It goes, Dusty's is a musty on your evening agenda. But take along your wallet for the money you must spend.
Upstaged again. But your lines were better. Oh, say, speaking of money, I haven't got any.
Think nothing of it. Since you're so honest about being broke, the drinks are on me.
Well, let's get going.
I don't mind your borrowing money from me, Jim, but don't borrow it to spend on other girls.
Oh, there you go, nagging again.
Even when I have a legitimate complaint, you twist it around and say I'm nagging.
Oh, skip it. By the way, I'm leaving next week.
You're what?
I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Oh, down to Santa Fe for a while, then back to New York.
Well, what about me?
Baby, if you had any money, that would be different. That's how terrific I think you are.
That's an awful thing to say. I thought we...
Baby, you knew better than that. You know I'm a heel. Sure, it was fun. We had a lot of laughs. But new adventures await.
But I love you, Jim. I'm crazy about you. You just can't leave me like
this. Okay, cut the waterworks. I never told you that I loved you. You knew what to expect.
I just know that I love you.
Well, when you get over your crying, Zag, you'll find me down at Dusty's. I can't stand women's tears.
Jim! Don't leave me! Don't! Jim! Jim! I hate you. 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 You'll stop haunting me now. I'll rip you to pieces. I'll destroy you and you'll stop destroying me. I'll destroy you.
Danny, what's the matter, baby? Don't do that. What's happening to you?
He's destroyed me. He's haunted me. He kept me away from you.
Well, take it easy, baby. Take it easy. Now, come on over here and sit down.
You see, he's gone. I tore him to pieces. I can't see him anymore. He isn't there.
Yeah, he's gone all right.
Oh, Lane, darling. I always wanted to love you. I didn't know how. I couldn't make it come out right because he was there.
I know, baby, I know.
Now I can love you. I remembered everything tonight. Watching him there on the wall, I remembered the words and they were awful. And I knew I hated him. I've always hated him. And I knew he was driving you away from me. Don't let me go. Oh, darling, hold me close.
Don't worry, baby. I won't let you go. I love you like crazy. That's all I can think of to say.
I guess people just shouldn't love clowns.
No. Clowns are just a laugh at. That's funny, but I always knew this was the real answer. You and me, Mr. and Mrs. You know something?
Know what?
Your husband is a tender lover, too.
Now, our final drama. For this one, the stage is all dark. There's a mist and a somber purple curtain. When there is violence and passion and death to be told of, there should be a great gash of red on a black background and a crashing chord. We call this the story of the immortal soul.
Nick, stop it.
Get out.
Please, I can't stand it.
Get out of here.
I won't stand it.
Nor is this house I ever saw.
Oh,
doors
Niles.
Slamming, people crying, pianos banging. It's enough to send your wits spinning.
Will you shut up, Niles?
I got lunch ready. You better come on.
I'm not hungry. You can fix a tray for Nick and I'll take it into him.
No, ma'am. We can't spare the dishes.
Oh.
You know he'll throw the whole works on the floor if we take something.
Will you
in.
Do something?
I will not. If you want some lunch, you come and get it. But you leave that boy alone in there.
Who do you think you are around here? I'm Nick's wife and you are just
a servant.
That's right. That's right, and if you don't watch out, I'll send you packing.
I reckon Mr. Nick will tell me when he wants me to leave.
Oh, go away.
If you're coming to lunch, come on. If not, I'll clear off in here.
I am not. If it takes forever, I will sit in here until he comes out.
Suit yourself.
Hannah? Hannah, wake up.
Oh, hello, Nick. What are you doing out of his cell?
I finished it.
Hmm?
The concerto's done. And it's good. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Well, it better be good after all I've gone through.
You want to hear it?
Oh, no, Nick, not now. You know, I think I rather hate that new concerto.
Maybe I don't blame you. But it's wonderful. And you know what I'm going to call it?
No, what?
Concerto for Hannah.
Oh, darling. That's beautiful sentiment, but it's a very bad title.
No, no, no. The music's just like you. All sparkling and beautiful and full of crashing chords and queer little whimsical stretches.
Is it just like me, Nick?
No. I guess it couldn't be as beautiful as you are. Nothing ever could be.
Oh, Nick. Sometimes when you're like this, I feel as though I really belong to you. And then sometimes I feel like an intruder in your life.
You're a very great part of my life, Hannah.
You know, sometimes when I sit alone and think, I get terribly jealous of that music of yours. I want to come into your studio and rip your piano apart and beat you over the head with it. I want to tear up all your music.
Oh, destroy me if you will. Stab me in the back. Mutilate me. But never, never destroy the works of this great master.
But you're serious when you say that, aren't you?
Yes. I suppose I am serious. Mm. I know I'm good, Hannah. I know I have something to say. I'm powerful when I sit there at that piano working.
I wish you weren't good. I wish you were just a plain man who loved his wife.
I love my wife more than you know. But as great as my love is for you, I could never give up my work for it. If I had to choose between you and my music, I'd choose the music. I wouldn't be happy without you, but I wouldn't be alive without my music. It's all of my life, digested and turned into a vital fluid. Music is...
I know.
Don't ever come between it and me.
Oh, Nick, I don't want to. If you could just be a little bit kinder...
I will. Just give me time.
Oh.
Hey, I'm hungry. How about some coffee and sandwiches?
It'll cost you a kiss.
Oh, it's worth 1,000 kisses.
Is it?
Mm. Hey, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, we're going to celebrate the completion of Concerto for Hannah. Tomorrow, we're going to do the town.
Oh, darling, it's so wonderful to have you back again. Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Did you sleep well?
Oh, yes. And I'm filled with the spirit of the rising morn.
You look it.
And you, my love, are as fresh and beautiful as the dew-kissed rose.
You are a much better musician than you are a poet. But I like your poetic moods better than your musical ones.
Ah, women are never satisfied.
Oh, they aren't they? Where's Niles?
Oh, she went to the station.
She did?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that I had a letter from Marilyn asking me to keep David for a week. I know we'd planned to celebrate today, but maybe you won't mind waiting.
No.
Oh, don't look like that, honey. Oh, you'll like David. He's a fine little kid.
I could never like David, Nick. I will look at him, and I will think, that's Nick's son, and he belongs to Marilyn. And not to me.
Anything I have belongs to
you. That's not true. David could never belong to me. Even if he were to stay here all the time.
Sometimes I'm rather disappointed in you, Hannah.
You know, that is because I can't pretend something that I don't feel. Even though you'd like me better for it. Now, just please don't expect me to like David. Or to have anything to do with him. You know why I hate him. I hate him because Marilyn has more of you than I do. She has your son. And that is something I will never have.
Marilyn never meant anything to me. Not the way you do.
Oh, if I didn't love you so much.
Don't let your love destroy us, Hannah. Don't love me too much. Well, Davy, come over here and let me have a look at you, son. My, you've grown.
Yeah, I'm almost 7. Say, where's my wagon I used to play with?
It's out in the garage. We'll get it after lunch. Come on over here, come on. Let's hear about yourself. Oh, Hannah, I didn't see you.
That's a habit of yours, not seeing me.
This is my son, Davy. My immortal soul.
immortal soul.
That's just a joke we used to have about kids being a man's way to immortality. You know, preservation of the soul and all that.
Oh.
There's an old story about a man's soul living on through his children.
I understand. It's rather silly, isn't it?
No. No, I don't think it's silly at all.
I'm hungry.
Oh, well, run out and tell Niles to give you some lunch.
Why the wry face, darling?
I just don't like children.
Oh, you'd feel differently if you had one of your own.
Oh, would I? Well, then I guess I'm doomed forever. No immortal soul for me.
I'll let you share mine.
What do you think about all the time, Davy?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I think about getting big, most of all.
You don't like being a little boy, do you?
No.
Would you like to be a musician like your father when you get big?
No, my father's a louse.
What makes you say that?
My mother says it.
Oh, well, your mother's pretty nice, isn't she?
No, she's awful silly. Sometimes she likes me lots, and then sometimes she doesn't like me at all.
Is there anybody you like especially, David?
I like Niles. Maybe I like you.
Oh, David, do you?
Maybe I do.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Well, I guess I just didn't think you'd like me very well.
Didn't you?
No, I... Hey, let's go over to the big hill so you can coast down. Do you want to?
I'm not allowed to coast downhill.
Well, I guess if somebody's with you, you can.
Yeah, I guess so. You look awful funny out of your eyes.
I was just looking to see how much you look like your father.
I look like my mother.
I'm glad you do. Think you can steer it all right?
Yeah. This is a pretty steep hill, though.
Oh, it's not so steep. You aren't a sissy, are you?
No.
We can turn in that side street down at the bottom. You scared?
No, I'm not scared.
Good. Then we're all set. Oh, Davy, I fell. Oh! Oh, Davy, steer it! Oh! Get a hold of the handle! I've come to say goodbye.
There's no need for you to leave, Hannah.
Well, I can't stay here. You remember what you said about my love destroying us?
Yes.
It has. There's nothing more for us.
Maybe there is. I still love you, Hannah.
But I can't stay. You see, Niles keeps looking at me as though I were a murderer.
Oh, you just imagine
it. Her eyes keep saying it. They say you killed him. You killed David.
But you couldn't help the accident. She knows that.
No, Nick, I can't stay. Because I can't free myself of the fear that secretly I wanted David to die.
Hannah, of course you didn't.
I was jealous. And because of my jealousy, I destroyed your immortal soul.
Columbia Workshop has just presented Three Studies in Jealousy, as written by Miss Jenny O'Brien, a newcomer to the workshop, and directed by Irving Hopkins. The musical score was specially composed and conducted by Alexander Semler. Next week's production of the Columbia Workshop will be a radio version of Gertrude Stein's famous G.I. characters, Bruzy and Willie, as directed by Richard Samville. Saturday night is good listening with CBS. So listen now over most of these same stations to the famous correspondent Larry Lesser and the news. He'll be on in just a moment. This is Don Baker speaking, and this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.